Significant federal legislation. The terms mortgage banker and mortgage broker are commonly used when doing business with lenders. Because these functions often overlap, there is some confusion about the true role of the loan originator in a transaction. The term loan officer is used by mortgage brokers, bankers, and correspondent lenders, and therefore is not particularly enlightening. Real estate license holders often refer buyers to several trusted loan originators, now universally referred to as residential mortgage loan originators, RMLOs. The term residential mortgage loan originator is mandated by the SAFE Act. A good rule of thumb is to provide the buyer with at least three loan originators to consider, understanding that the buyer is free to use any loan originator they choose. The fallout of the recent financial crisis has resulted in a heightened regulatory climate, complete with several new laws, regulatory agencies, and the expansion of the role of some long-established agencies at both the federal and state level. Recent legislation has made it possible to research the background of a loan originator easily. Researching the background of a loan originator is a prudent move for a real estate agent. In some cases, the background research has revealed misconduct, fraud, and incompetence by some RMLOs promoting services to real estate agents. In some cases, research revealed that an originator seeking the business of a real estate agent was not even licensed. Knowing some of the regulations affecting the lending industry and knowing how to check the background of the RMLO will help the license holder provide buyers with a list of competent and reliable lenders. Secure and fair enforcement for Mortgage Licensing Act, SAFE Act. The Secure and Fair Enforcement for Mortgage Licensing Act is designed to enhance consumer protection and reduce fraud. The Federal SAFE Act required each state to enact SAFE legislation or defer to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, for such regulation. State SAFE legislation must be compliant with the Federal SAFE Act, and HUD was charged with the responsibility of monitoring compliance. The SAFE Mortgage Licensing Act was designed to enhance consumer protection and reduce fraud by encouraging states to establish minimum standards for the licensing and registration of state-licensed mortgage loan originators and the establishment of a nationwide mortgage licensing system and registry for the residential mortgage industry. All residential mortgage loan originators must now be registered with the Nationwide Mortgage Licensing System and Registry, NMLSR. The SAFE Act seeks to protect consumers from incompetence, fraud, and other abuses by ensuring that individuals acting as RMLOs receive training and can demonstrate an understanding of their applicable legal and ethical obligations. As initially enacted, the SAFE Act required the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, and five other agencies to jointly develop and maintain a federal registration system for individual employees of agency-regulated institutions who engage in the business of residential mortgage loan origination. The Wall Street Reform and Consumer Financial Protection Act of 2010, the Dodd-Frank Act, transferred the authority to develop and maintain the federal registry from the various agencies to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB. Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act. President Obama signed the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act was signed into law on July 21, 2010. This landmark legislation represents a sweeping restructuring of U.S. financial regulation in response to the worst financial crisis in the United States since the Great Depression. The Act spans over 2,300 pages and affects almost every aspect of the U.S. financial services industry. The official purpose of the law is to promote the financial stability of the United States by improving accountability and transparency in the financial system, to end too big to fail, to protect the American taxpayer by ending bailouts, to protect consumers from abusive financial services practices, and for other purposes. The objectives ascribed to the Act by its proponents in Congress and by the President include restoring public confidence in the financial system, preventing another financial crisis, and allowing any future asset bubble to be detected and deflated before another financial crisis develops. Purpose, objectives, and functions. The Dodd-Frank Act Section 1021 sets forth the statutory mandate of the CFPB. It establishes fundamental CFPB policy, including providing consumers with understandable disclosures, protecting consumers from unfair, deceptive, or abusive acts and discrimination, reducing unnecessary regulatory burdens, enforcing federal consumer laws in a manner that does not discriminate against depository institutions, promoting the maintenance of a competitive consumer marketplace. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB. Under Dodd-Frank, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, was established. The Bureau has the authority to examine and enforce consumer protection regulations for all mortgage-related businesses, large non-bank financial companies, and banks and credit unions with assets greater than $10 billion. The CFPB has the authority to oversee non-bank businesses, regardless of size, in certain markets. Mortgage companies, originators, brokers, servicers, and loan modification or foreclosure relief services, payday lenders, and private education lenders. The CFPB is responsible for enforcing federal consumer financial law. Virtually all existing federal laws regulating consumer financial products and service providers, including but not limited to the following federal laws: Truth in Lending Act, TILA, Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, RESPA, Equal Credit Opportunity Act, ECOA, the Dodd-Frank Act transferred rulemaking authority for the SAFE Act to the CFPB effective July 21, 2011. Community Reinvestment Act, CRA. A significant federal law that affects lenders is the Community Reinvestment Act. This federal law was passed to ensure that banks would serve the needs of the community in which they were chartered to do business. It prohibits redlining. Redlining is the practice of refusing to provide financing in a particular area because of the location. The act is intended to encourage depository institutions to help meet the credit needs of the communities in which they operate, including low and moderate income neighborhoods, consistent with safe and sound operations. It was enacted by Congress in 1977 and was substantially revised in May 1995. CRA examinations are conducted by the federal agencies responsible for supervising depository institutions, including the Federal Reserve, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and the Office of Thrift Supervision. Equal Credit Opportunity Act, ECOA. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act, ECOA, originally passed in 1974, ensures that all consumers have an equal chance to obtain credit. The ECOA covers all creditors who regularly extend credit and impacts professionals, such as residential mortgage loan originators, who are involved in granting credit. The law provides protections when consumers deal with any organizations or people who regularly extend credit, including banks, mortgage bankers, mortgage brokers, and credit unions. Everyone who participates in the decision to grant credit or in setting the terms of that credit, including real estate brokers who arrange financing, must comply with the ECOA. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act prohibits discrimination in any aspect of a credit transaction based on race, color, religion, national origin, sex, includes sexual orientation and gender identity, marital status, age, provided that the applicant has the capacity to enter into a binding contract, receipt of income from a public assistance program, the good faith exercise of any right under the Consumer Credit Protection Act. The provisions of ECOA do not prevent a mortgage loan originator from obtaining information necessary to evaluate the creditworthiness of an applicant. Public assistance programs include, but are not limited to, aid to families with dependent children, AFDC, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, formerly known as food stamps, rent and mortgage supplement or assistance programs, Social Security and Supplemental Security Income, SSI, and unemployment compensation. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act requires that mortgage loan originators impartially apply credit standards so that all consumers have an equal chance to obtain credit. It does not require all mortgage loan originators to have the same standards, simply that they apply their existing standards equally. Truth in Lending Act, TILA. The Truth in Lending Act, TILA, was enacted on May 29, 1968, as Title I of the Consumer Credit Protection Act. TILA, implemented by Regulation Z, became effective July 1, 1969. TILA is a United States federal law designed to protect consumers in credit transactions by requiring clear disclosure of key terms of lending arrangements and all associated costs. Most of the specific requirements imposed by TILA are found in Regulation Z, so a reference to the requirements of TILA usually refers to the requirements contained in Regulation Z, as well as the statute itself. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, assumed the authority to publish regulations under most provisions of the Truth in Lending Act as of July 21, 2011. Scope of Truth in Lending Act. Tile A is intended to enable the customer to compare the cost of cash versus credit transactions and the difference in the cost of credit among different lenders. The regulation also requires a maximum interest rate to be stated in variable rate contracts secured by the borrower's dwelling, imposes limitations on home equity plans that are subject to the requirements of certain sections of the Act, and requires a maximum interest that may apply during the term of a mortgage loan. TILA also establishes disclosure standards for advertisements that refer to specific credit terms. In addition to financial disclosure, TILA provides consumers with substantive rights in connection with certain types of credit transactions to which it relates, including a right of rescission in certain real estate lending transactions, regulation of certain credit card practices, and a means for fair and timely resolution of credit billing disputes. Truth in Lending Act and Advertising. The following is a summarized report of Regulation Z and how it applies to real estate advertisements. These provisions have been selected from a manual published by the Federal Trade Commission entitled How to Advertise Consumer Credit. The primary purpose of the Truth in Lending Act is to ensure the meaningful disclosure of consumer credit and lease terms so that consumers can compare those terms and shop wisely. Before the passage of the Act, an advertiser might have disclosed only the most attractive credit or lease terms, thus distorting the true cost. The Act requires that the advertisement tell the whole story. Triggering terms. The Truth in Lending Act's advertising provisions are simple. If an advertisement contains any one of a list of terms specified in the regulation, the advertisement must also include a number of prescribed disclosures. In other words, the specified terms trigger the disclosures. The following trigger terms relate to closed-end mortgages. A closed-end loan is one that is funded in its entirety upfront, with no additional advances anticipated. The closed-end loan is in contrast to an open-end loan, which has payments and advances that vary over time. A credit card would be an example of an open-end loan. The triggering terms for closed-end credit, mortgage loans, are the amount of the down payment, expressed as either a percentage or dollar amount, in a credit sale transaction. Examples: 10% down, $1,000 down, 90% financing, trade-in with $1,000 appraised value required. The amount of any payment, expressed as either a percentage or dollar amount. Examples: monthly payments less than $250 on all our loan plans. Pay $23.44 per $1,000 amount borrowed. $210.95 per month. The number of payments or the period of repayment. Examples: up to 4 years to pay, 48 months to pay. 30-year mortgages available. The amount of any finance charge. Examples. Financing costs less than $300 per year. Less than $1,200 interest. $2 monthly carrying charge. Required disclosures. If an ad for closed-end credit uses a triggering term, Regulation Z requires it also must include the following information: the amount or percentage of the down payment, the terms of repayment, and the annual percentage rate, using that term or the abbreviation APR. If the annual percentage rate may be increased after consummation of the credit transaction, that fact also must be stated. Some statements about credit terms are too general to trigger additional disclosures. Examples of terms that do not trigger the required disclosures are no down payment, easy monthly payments, loans available at 5% below our standard APR, low down payment accepted, pay weekly, terms to fit your budget, financing available. General statements such as take years to pay or no closing costs do not trigger further disclosures because they do not state or suggest the period of repayment or down payment cost. In contrast, the statement "own this home for $1,000" implies that the required cash down payment is no more than $1,000 and does trigger full disclosure. Similarly, a statement such as "up to 48 months to pay" lists the period of repayment, triggering disclosure. In general, the more specific the statement, the more likely it is to trigger additional disclosures. Home Mortgage Disclosure Act, HMDA. The Home Mortgage Disclosure Act, HMDA, was enacted by Congress in 1975 and was implemented by the Federal Reserve Board's Regulation C. On July 21, 2011, the rule writing authority of Regulation C was transferred to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB. Regulation C requires lending institutions to report public loan data. HMDA grew out of public concern over credit shortages in certain urban neighborhoods. Congress believed that some financial institutions had contributed to the decline of some geographic areas by failing to provide adequate home financing to qualified applicants on reasonable terms and conditions. One purpose of HMDA and Regulation C is to provide the public with information that will help show whether financial institutions are serving the housing credit needs of their neighborhoods and communities. A second purpose is to aid public officials in targeting public investments from the private sector to areas where they are needed. As the name implies, HMDA is a disclosure law that relies upon public scrutiny for its effectiveness. It does not prohibit any specific activity of lenders, and it does not establish a quota system of mortgage loans to be made in any metropolitan statistical area, MSA, or other geographic areas, as defined by the Office of Management and Budget. Financial institutions must report data regarding loan originations, applications, and loan purchases, as well as requests under a pre-approval program if the pre-approval request is denied or results in the origination of a home purchase loan. HMDA requires lenders to report the ethnicity, race, gender, and gross income of mortgage applicants and borrowers. Lenders must also report information regarding the pricing of the loan. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, sometimes called the Fair Credit Reporting Dispute Act, is a federal law designed to protect consumers against unfair credit reporting practices and protect credit privacy. The Act governs the consumer reporting agencies and those who access consumer credit reports. The general purpose of the FCRA is to assure the consumer that these agencies are fair, accurate, and exhibit confidentiality in their credit reporting methods. Permissible purposes of consumer reports. A consumer reporting agency may furnish a consumer report under the following circumstances and no other: in response to the order of a court having jurisdiction to issue such an order or a subpoena issued in connection with proceedings before a federal grand jury; in accordance with the written instructions of the consumer to whom it relates, to a person which it has reason to believe, intends to use the information in connection with a credit transaction involving the consumer on whom the information is to be furnished and involving the extension of credit to, or review or collection of an account of, the consumer, or intends to use the information for employment purposes, or intends to use the information in connection with the underwriting of insurance involving the consumer, or intends to use the information in connection with a determination of the consumer's eligibility for a license or other benefit granted by a governmental instrumentality required by law to consider an applicant's financial responsibility or status, or otherwise has a legitimate business need for the information in connection with a business transaction involving the consumer. Disclosures to governmental agencies. A consumer reporting agency may furnish identifying information respecting any consumer, limited to his name, address, former addresses, places of employment, or former places of employment, to a governmental agency. Disclosures to consumers. Every consumer reporting agency shall, upon request and proper identification of any consumer, clearly and accurately disclose to the consumer the nature and substance of all information, except medical information, in its files on the consumer at the time of the request. The sources of the information, except that the sources of information acquired solely for use in preparing an investigative consumer report and actually used for no other purpose, need not be disclosed, provided that in the event an action is brought under this title, such sources shall be available to the plaintiff under appropriate discovery procedures in the court in which the action is brought. The recipients of any consumer report on the consumer which it has furnished, for employment purposes within the 2-year period preceding the request, and for any other purpose within the 6-month period preceding the request. Requirements on users of consumer reports. Adverse action based on reports of consumer reporting agencies. Whenever credit or insurance for personal, family, or household purposes, or employment involving a consumer is denied, or the charge for such credit or insurance is increased, either wholly or partly, because of information contained in a consumer report from a consumer reporting agency, the user of the consumer report shall so advise the consumer against whom such adverse action has been taken, and supply the name and address of the consumer reporting agency making the report. Adverse action based on reports of persons other than consumer reporting agencies. Whenever credit for personal, family, or household purposes involving a consumer is denied, or the charge for such credit is increased, either wholly or partly, because of information obtained from a person other than a consumer reporting agency bearing upon the consumer's creditworthiness, credit standing, credit capacity, character, general reputation, personal characteristics, or mode of living, the user of such information shall, within a reasonable period of time, upon the consumer's written request for the reasons for such adverse action received within 60 days after learning of such adverse action, disclose the nature of the information to the consumer. The user of such information shall clearly and accurately disclose to the consumer his right to make such a written request at the time such adverse action is communicated to the consumer. Fair and Accurate Credit Transaction Act, FACTA. The Fair and Accurate Credit Transaction Act of 2003, FACTA, amends the Federal Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, and is intended primarily to help consumers fight the growing crime of identity theft. Accuracy, privacy, limits on information sharing, and new consumer rights to disclosure are included in FACTA. The FACT Act provides consumers, companies, consumer reporting agencies, and regulators with important tools to expand access to credit and other financial services for all Americans and enhance the accuracy of consumers' financial information to help fight identity theft. The Act provides uniform national standards for the credit markets and strong consumer protections. The following are key provisions of FACTA. Free consumer reports. Truncation of credit card and debit card account numbers. Fraud alerts and active duty alerts. Disclosure of credit scores. Establishment of procedures for the identification of possible instances of identity theft. Administrative Procedures Act, APA. Enacted in 1946, the Administrative Procedures Act, APA, put into place standardized methods for the proposal of legislation from both executive departments and independent agencies under federal control. The fundamental purposes of the APA are as follows. Require agencies to keep the public informed of their organization, procedures, and rules. Provide for public participation in relation to the rulemaking process. Establish standards for the conduct of adjudication/formal rulemaking. Define judicial review scope. APA provisions apply to many federal governmental institutions. The federal code which implemented and controls the APA, 5 U.S.C. Subchapter 2, defines an agency as each authority of the government of the United States, whether or not it is within or subject to review by another agency. Congress, federal courts, and governments of territories or possessions of the United States are not governed by the APA, nor is the president, as these are not considered agencies as defined within the regulation. As it relates to real estate finance, the APA establishes procedural rules for many government agencies, including those discussed here. These procedural rules control the methods by which these agencies may enact and implement new legislation, ensuring that their activities do not infringe on the rights of those persons and/or organizations that fall under the scope of those agencies.